Hello, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to the Kathleen Maxwell Ramby podcast and the gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. I'm taking a short break during the holidays from my regular teachings at the gathering, and during this break, I will be sharing newspaper articles I've written on various topics and posted on my blog. You can check out my blog on www.themaxwellminutes.blogspot.com. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this short podcast titled, The Holidays, The Pain, The Promise, and The Adventure. Christmas and the holidays are a time for many families to gather together and have fun and celebrate. However, for many, the holiday season may be difficult. The holidays only remind them of what is not in their lives anymore. Grief often shows up unexpectedly during this season, triggering the pain that might have remained hidden the rest of the year. The good news is God sent Jesus to be with us in our pain. I speak from experience. The things that I have learned from walking through grief have been one of my best teachers in my life. One of the things I learned is no matter what has occurred, God has held my hand and was full of compassion. Matthew 1:23 tells us that Jesus was sent to be with us. It states, "The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Psalm 73:23 also tells us, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. I hold you by the right hand." These scriptures gave me great confidence as I walked through my first holidays without my late husband, my mother, and my father, and other family members I've lost. Knowing God was with me and cared about my pain has also expanded my compassion for others that are in those states, and I've learned many valuable life lessons that are priceless. God cares when our heart hurts and wants to heal us. Psalm 34:17 states, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This is a promise we can hang on to. It may not feel like God is close in our pain, but the truth is, He has never been closer. As I have prayed the simple prayer, "God, I give you my pain and my hurt that is in my heart," I have experienced Him guiding me, encouraging me, and His kindness has made the above scripture very real. Too many times, our feelings can lie to us in tough times, and we can feel like God has forsaken us. In these times, we must believe the truth of God's word. He is near, He cares, and He wants to deliver us from our pain, and He is good. We must press through the negative feelings and give Him the broken pieces of our lives. If you are brokenhearted over losing a loved one, or have recently been divorced, or experienced another loss, let me encourage you to ask God to open your eyes and to see His nearness and encourage your heart. I have asked Him in my life, and it works. The truth is, you are precious to Him, and He cares, and He will heal your heart as you look to Him. It's oftentimes a process. A number of years ago, both my parents passed away. It was the first Thanksgiving that I realized they would not be around. And as that day approached, I began to realize this would be a holiday in my life without my mom, my dad, or my adult children. They were all with their in-laws that year. At first, I was sad, and then I asked God to give me His perspective of the holiday and help me to see it the way that He saw it. I felt that God showed me I needed to look at things differently, to look forward to the adventure that was ahead and the good things that He had in store for me. I felt God say to love those He put around me that holiday season, as I would my parents and children. All of a sudden, the approaching holiday began to look different. That holiday, we went to Alpine, Texas. My husband has a side hunting business, and we spent Thanksgiving at a ranch in West Texas with several mule deer hunters and my stepson, Barrett. There were many blessings and new experiences, and I enjoyed them as I embraced the adventure and the new assignment I had to love those around me. I challenge you to ask God to help you see the approaching Christmas season from His perspective. Looking for the adventure makes you look forward to what could be ahead. You may not be grieving this Christmas season, but God may want to use you to be His arms of compassion and love to others. Often, people that are grieving just need someone to affirm their pain and loss and encourage them. Perhaps you will be the one God uses to bring healing to someone's hurting heart. Life is very different and difficult during different parts of our lives. It is challenging and hard to go through those times. Love and compassion will always win and brings healing. Love never fails. Sometimes a hug and a kind word means the world to a grieving person. God promises to heal the brokenhearted. Psalm 147, verse 3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. This is your promise to hang on to this Christmas season. Give God your broken heart and begin to thank Him for healing that will come as you journey through this holiday season. Look forward to what God wants to be for you, knowing that Emmanuel is right there with you, and focus on the new adventure that is ahead. Ask God to touch your heart and to heal it. My prayer for you this holiday season is that God would touch you in a special way and show you how special you are this holiday season, and that He would make it a special one for you. And remember, you are not alone. I would like to give a shout out to Laura Jane Elder, Mary Mitchelstein, Lori Milton, Colin Melissa Johnson, Linda Force, and Fran Hulse for their support of this podcast the last few months. If you love the podcast, you too can give by becoming one of our patrons or click the button, red button that says Patronage. My heart is to share my life and the stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experiences with Him. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened as they listen. I've chosen not to charge for my podcast, as I know some cannot afford it, and yet trust God to speak to those that can support this ministry to help cover expenses and cost. I ask God to richly bless you this holiday season, and a very, very Merry Christmas. You can also contact me at kathleenmaxwell1@gmail.com. Again, that is kathleenmaxwell and the number 1@gmail.com. Many blessings.